Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Let's go. Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday, and I don't like it. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I don't know if you guys have noticed, there's no rain falling from the skies.
Nice.
Yes.
Woo-wee. Perfect timing. Thank you so much, Mother Nature, on a Friday. Going to head into some sunshine by this afternoon for you. Thank you for hanging out with us. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
Howdy, kids.
There's that. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
You need to shake it up a little bit. Say the same thing every morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio or call her at 877-971-HITS. She receives text messages as well. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, producer Brad.
What's up?
So if you didn't know, now you know. Yesterday we spoke about this, but today is allegedly, according to the universe, Chelsea's best day of the year.
What?
Yeah. I feel good, you guys. I feel good.
So far, yeah. Has it been the best morning of the year? I mean, there's only been 18 days, but you know.
I mean, did you not feel like the usual like garbage at 3:30, 4 in the morning? You know, when you wake up and you get that like,
you know, I popped out of bed pretty easily. I feel like I'm having a really good hair day. You know,
you really
DJ
are.
Majestic just came in and complimented me on it, and I was like, you know, I'm feeling myself today.
Your hair's looking good. Fly, and then we get together in a little huddle every morning, and everybody's smelling really good this morning. DJ Majestic noticed that as well. So it sounds like people showered or at least put on some cologne.
Don't take this away from my day, okay?
We can't have a good day. Is the universe not big enough for everybody?
I'm having a good day, too. I'm in the same horoscope.
Yeah,
I found cologne in my car. It was nice. I was sitting in the Starbucks drive-thru, and I was like, you know, oh, look at this. I was looking through my center console for, you know, just, you know, stuff.
You guys
whatever I got in there.
You guys are Taurus?
Yep, Tauruses.
All right, you need to read mine. I'm a Gemini. I'm right after you guys, I believe. And my day got off to a rough start.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I left the pad, and I went through the Starbucks drive-thru. And then when I ordered, I reached the little window situation. I realized I had no money or wallet.
Yeah, boy. Gun it.
So
take
I just
off.
Sit there, and I'm like, hey, I literally thought of saying, hey, can I just get what I ordered? And then, look, I live down the street. When I come back after work, I'll swing by and pay you the money. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, hey, you know what? I'll be right back. I live up the street. Let me go get my wallet. She's like, okay. And I took off, went home. Thank God I went home because Janet, my wife, is like, hey, you forgot to take out the trash again.
Whoops.
Mom-nesia, dad-nesia right here. So I had to take out the trash, Chelsea. I was running mad late. I finally went back to Starbucks, paid for my drink and my food, and made it in all right. But what's going on with my horoscope?
So it doesn't have anything to do with man-nesia or anything like that. But what it does say is that you seem to be, because the solar system is crowded in your eighth house, you seem to be consumed with money management.
Yeah, because I got eight houses.
In your eighth
house. My eighth house. I'm stressing right now. The seventh house, the dude ain't paying rent. You know what I'm saying?
What makes sense, though? You obviously left your money at home. Maybe you're overthinking the situation. It says you might be thinking about the wisest way to set up a savings or investment plan that will allow you to reach a financial goal by year's end. And then it also says the presence of an eclipse suggests the opportunities to generate greater income or cash flow are about to emerge. So just hold on tight because right now it's going to be a little tense until that happens. But this is interesting. It says Capricorn rules bones and teeth. Protect your bones and ask your doctor what they can do to keep them strong. Your knees may need special attention this month.
I'm just playing.
Oh, wait, what's happening?
I'm so confused.
Well, I was. Every time I start to believe in horoscope stuff, it's like, we're going to have a great day on Friday. Then Chelsea starts reading it, and I'm like, never mind.
No.
Chelsea, why couldn't you just give me what you read for yourself yesterday, which was expect the unexpected?
Yo, how good is this day going to be? No. You have a good day or what?
You got some knee issues.
Damn, my knee. There we go. Right. Thank you, Chelsea. Well, anyways, hopefully you're going to have the best day of the year. You know what? Hopefully it's just going to be a great day and keep having better days as the year goes on. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Chelsea.
Oh, you already ruined your day.
You jerk.
You ruined your eighth
Chelsea.
House. Oh no!
What do you need? You need me to get you a ninth house?
I just feel like you know, I'm really trying to speak with the universe right now, and you're not part of my good day right
now. I eclipsed it. My bad.
I'm in love a glass case of emotion.
All right, coming up next, we got some more music. Sunflower by Post Malone, Soy Lee, also One Dance, and our weekend expectations, which are going to be great expectations, shows.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Hopefully you have some great, awesome weekend plans and expectations. We're going to share ours and then check in on Monday around this time to see how things really went. Brian, what are you getting into, bro?
Well, it's very simple this weekend. My girlfriend is, we've had a conversation about, she said she never listens to the show. And I was like, part of me is like, good, because then I can say whatever I want to. The other part of me is like, kind of like, why would you not listen to the show?
You're kind of hurt by it a little bit?
A little bit. I'm torn. Because then it's like, be careful what you wish for. Because then she listens, then I say something, I put my foot in my mouth every day. Yeah. I don't even need to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's very simple. My weekend plan, I'm going to surprise her in Atlanta tonight. She has no idea that's going to happen.
That's fun.
I looked at my schedule, and I'm going back for the Super Bowl no matter what, but the Rams are going to make it. Let's be serious, right? Rams are going to win this weekend, and then so then I'll be there for the Super Bowl. And
that's
it's super
dope.
Fun to be in a city where the Super Bowl is happening. Like, it just, energy's awesome, all these fun parties. So she, if she doesn't listen to the show, she will have no idea. I'm surprising her.
It will be a surprise.
And if she miraculously picks me up at the airport at 8:22 tonight... then we will know she listens.
He said 8:22.
So we will find out on Monday whether or not I actually surprised her.
It's like Terminal 2, Delta.
Exactly.
I need a ride.
Yep. I'll get off on international this time, babe. It's easier. If you're listening. But I don't think she's listening.
That's good, man. You got to make up for that fail you had last weekend when your dog licked your leg while you guys were, you know, getting intimate and then you ran away.
I mean, let's be honest. There's a good chance something else screws this weekend up. I'm just saying, bare minimum, we find out if she listens to the show when I come back on Monday and tell you if she was surprised or not.
We'll find out. Chelsea, what are you getting into this weekend?
So I kind of am in a pickle because I feel I put a lot of pressure on the fact that it's supposed to be my best day ever today and really this weekend because, you know, with horoscopes, it leaks
some
over top
residual,
of the days.
Some residuals.
Yeah, exactly. So I like can't make a plan. Like I'm sort of in this place. So I have like three potential plans tonight.
Okay.
Like I have a blind date that my friend has been trying to set me up on for like months now. But I like, so that's tentative. And then I have like dinner with girlfriends or there's a bowling with some friends from college. But I like can't commit to any of them because I feel like there's so much pressure on like what tonight needs to be.
It's easy. It's so easy.
What?
If it's your best day ever, you let the plans find you.
That's kind of what I've been thinking.
You just kind of go about your day whimsically, just living your best life. And
look for a sign?
Something will happen.
Okay.
Maybe you'll have like a bowling ball come rolling down the sidewalk and you'll be like, bowling.
We come back on Monday just like, I stayed in all day.
I mean, that could happen because if that's what I'm feeling, that's what I'm feeling.
But that could be the best thing ever to happen to you.
Now, Chelsea, your horoscope, you and Brian are both Taurus. You said that something good is going to happen in the romance area
as well. And so that's why I'm sort of like, do I go there? I don't know, though. But then also, like, what if this blind date's not good and then I put all my eggs in this basket and really I might just meet a guy out when I'm out to
bowling.
Dinner with my girlfriends or bowling.
Fall in love with a bowler.
So...
Not a baller.
Hottest.
Not a baller, but a bowler. All right, good times,
Chelsea. So I'll let you guys know what
I decide
to do on Monday.
No pressure. You got this. All right, so I got a simple mission. Not very simple, but I'm trying to tell myself it's simple. And that's to get our daughter, 2-year-old Ariela, out of our bed.
Oh, good luck with that.
Now,
I thought that was like a year ago. We were trying to do that.
Yes, Chelsea. Yes, you're right about that. We went through this already. Mm-hmm. But what happened a few months ago... Remember she hurt herself? She tripped, fell, busted her gums, and she was all swollen, so we brought her back in bed. Mm. And then shortly after that, she got a fever, had a cold, and we're like, we're not going to leave her all alone in the winter. So we brought her back in bed, and she's been waking up a lot, and now I'm going to say the most millennial thing I've ever said in my life. We have hired a sleep coach.
No way.
Wow. You are so LA.
Producer Brad just slapped himself in the face because he's a father as well. Yes, we have hired a sleep coach.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
We have a coach and we have a session. We had a session with her yesterday. It was an hour and a half via FaceTime.
Is this for you or Ariella?
It's for the parents, to be honest, on how to get her out of our bed and make sure she sleeps through the night without waking up. And the biggest mistake we've been making is called sleep association. So when we put Ariella to sleep, she's associating going to sleep with whatever we do to her right before she goes to sleep, which is counting her toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So when she wakes up in the middle of the night.
Do you whisper it too?
Yes, we have to. Or else she doesn't like it.
Okay.
And if we don't do that, so when she wakes up right in the middle of the night, she doesn't go back to sleep because she wants us to do that again.
Like she thinks that's how the process works.
Yes. So we have to remove anything associated with going to sleep so that she can soothe herself back to sleep.
You got
to
teach her that being ignored isn't bad.
Yeah, exactly. Get used to it. It's life.
You're going to be alone a lot.
And I have to do the whole thing of putting her in her room, having her cry, yell at me, dad, this and that, because Janet is going to give birth to our second baby in 2 months, and she's going to be dealing with that situation.
Yeah, that's
you know?
A lot. That's a lot.
So pray for me, guys.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Barely made it. We barely so made true. It. Sunshine coming back at you today and into the weekend. It's going to be gorgeous. Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio. So yesterday, around 7 a.m., we took some coffee and some donuts to 20th Street Elementary here in L.A. A teacher reached out to us, says, hey, we're out here, obviously on strike.
Pouring rain.
Better education for our students. So we hooked them up with some shelter. An AMP radio tent with Joel and coffee and donuts.
I'd be surprised if people could fit under one of those AMP radio tents.
So another listener heard that going down by the name of Lisa. She's a teacher at Hollywood High School. She's like, yo, how about coming to our school?
What's up? We hungry?
We're like, yo, we're down to support our teachers 1,000%. So today we're sending a waffle truck.
Whoa. Wow,
come on by here, waffle truck.
Yeah, that sounds great right now.
Hopefully Lucy from East 20th Street Elementary is listening. She's like, a waffle truck?
Oh, come on, it was my idea.
Yeah, we only got coffee and donuts.
We got skipped.
Yeah, but listen, they're only getting waffles. We're not buying drinks.
Also, what if they just show up to the waffle truck and the waffle truck's charging everybody? Like, oh, we didn't say we were buying. We said we sent one to you.
Yeah, that's it. No, but Hollywood High School, waffle food truck. Lisa, thank you so much for inviting us out to your high school. Thank you for all you guys are doing. Parents, students wanting a better education for our students here in LAUSD. So today, if you're around Hollywood High School, swing by 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. hooking you up with some waffles, all right? Support of our teachers.
Hey, but also, you like, you know, cheer, maybe bring a sign or something, or, you know, clap or a whistle or a bell. Don't just stop by for free breakfast.
It's not a drive-thru.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm just here for the waffles. All
right, guys. 97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Continuing to make all the money moves.
I make money moves.
This is pretty cool. So it's been announced she's Pepsi's official celeb spokesperson. This means she joins the elite group of celebs who've held this title, which include, you know, Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, Beyonce. It also means, I'm very excited about this, we will have a Super Bowl commercial featuring Cardi that's going to go down. Apparently she's already filmed it, and my guess is it's going to be hilariously awesome.
I hope they don't, because she's now like doing the corporate thing, being a spokesperson. I hope they don't like make her stop doing like just insane
noises.
Instagram rants. No, the noises are
what?
Like, you know, because she goes on Instagram rants, and like a lot of times companies say like, all good, but now we're paying some serious bills here, so you can't go on your like anti-wall rant. Stick to the Bird Box stuff. That's funny.
I think they should just do a compilation of her rants and then just put Pepsi at the end of it, and that'd be the commercial.
That's
right. That's
you
a
know,
good idea.
Have her drink a Pepsi at the end of the rant because she's so tired. She's like,
What are they doing in a river with blindfolds? Drink a Pepsi.
Speaking of Super Bowl commercials, a teaser just came out for Doritos Flamin' Hot Nachos that will air during the Super Bowl. And it teases this collab, you guys. Get this. The Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why.
And Chance the Rapper.
Cuban?
Yes.
I want it that way.
So, basically, in this commercial, it's like a 13-second spot or a little teaser. It's basically Backstreet Boys standing there kind of posing in front of the camera, and then Chance like squeezes his way to the front, and it's like awkwardly, like he's awkwardly a part of the group.
Right.
And then what you just heard, we'll play it again, is them, and you can hear Chance.
I want it that way.
Get a chance.
So we don't know what this collab is. Are they actually doing a song together? I mean, obviously, there's going to be a commercial at the Super Bowl, but could it be more? We're crossing our fingers.
Doubt
I am,
it.
At least.
I mean, it'd be hilarious, but why would you? I mean, the Backstreet Boys are like touring cruise ships. I think Chance is like on a different level right now.
Hey, the Backstreet Boys had a really great 2018, okay?
They did. Hey, I mean, in comparison to their 2012 to 2017,
oh,
for
okay,
sure.
Sure, but you know what? They're coming back.
Brian's being mean again.
That's 100% true.
All right, you guys, it's a really good Friday. Not just because my horoscope says it's my best Friday of the year, but Ariana Grande released a new song, Seven Rings, which is a rework of the the song My Favorite Things from the classic musical The Sound of Music. It's so good. Tamara and I were having a moment before the show started rocking out to it. And you guys haven't heard it yet, right?
Not at all.
Okay, let's play it.
What I want to know is, how does Tamara, our social media director, already have a dance routine for this song that just came out?
She said she bought her hair. She did like a bought her hair thing.
She already knows the dance. How do you know this, Tamara?
We choreographed it.
No, okay, we need to get that up on Instagram stories, please, for real. At 97.1 Amp Radio. That routine was dope.
To be 100% honest, I thought when Seven Rings was trending last night, I thought it was like a Lord of the Rings prequel or something. I was like, oh, a movie's out.
Like Ariana Grande's acting.
Whoa.
The thing I love about it, because she wrote it with her best friends, like her six best friends, and why it's called Seven Rings is, I think it was right around when her and Pete broke up. All her friends came to New York, and they went to Tiffany's, and like she bought them rings. So it's like a friend. Like, she wrote the song with her friends. I mean,
so
it's
relatable.
You
had that friend, right?
Totally,
he just takes you to Tiffany's and buys you all kinds of jewelry.
I wish, man. If I'd actually send my girlfriend with that group of friends. Hey, go buy some Tiffany's.
Okay, but what do you guys like about? Do you like the song? Are you into it?
No, I love it, man. It's got a good beat to it. Brian doesn't like it.
I don't like it, but it's not going to stop us from playing it 200,000 times on the station. So I guess for the record, love it. Can't wait.
It's better than Imagine, I think.
Oh, please.
All right, well, I wanted you guys to have a little more of an opinion, but it's okay.
Hold on.
That's not an opinion.
It's not like, that song's not for me. She said she bought hair for her and her, her and her best. It's about seven girlfriends. If I did like it, I'd be weird.
In about 5 years, it is going to be for you buying hair.
Exactly.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, you guys, for real, please do that dance routine. That was awesome.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So good.
Yeah. Thank you for hanging out with us in less than 3 minutes. Another shot for you to win $1,000. Day 5 of the LAUSD's teacher strike is in full effect this morning. Check this out, guys. Yesterday, the lowest attendance levels were seen at LAUSD schools. 80% of students did not attend school yesterday. I mean, keeps dropping, bro.
That's till they take roll on a Friday of a strike week. I'm predicting 5% of students showed up today.
It's cost so far in the 4 days over $50 million is what the cost has been from so many students not showing up to school for the LAUSD. Principals who are still working, and we spoke to a principal earlier this week, and she said, we're in the classrooms trying to teach as much as we can. Well, now principals and people that are being involved and staying in school because, they're not part of the teachers union,
right?
They're asking for help, man. They're saying, hey, we need help. We need our teachers back. The good news is this. They went back to the negotiation table yesterday at noon, and they didn't get out of the negotiation room till midnight.
Wow. Jeez. That is good,
hopefully,
though.
Hopefully some productive things happened in that time.
That's great news, because what you don't want is for them to be in there for like an hour or two and then they storm
everybody
off.
Bounces and with grumpy looks on their faces.
Right. There's no resolution yet. But they're going back today to the table, and they foresee that they're going to be there all weekend. The president of the teachers union said, listen, it's not going to be a deal that we strike overnight, but it looks like both parties are really committed. Mayor Garcetti's office is facilitating, hopefully moderating kind of the situation, saying, hey, LAUSD, you want the strike to end. Teachers, you want the strike to end. Parents, students, we all want the strike to end.
Right.
Let's work this out over this weekend.
You just got to get everybody's demands and find a reasonable, a reasonable decision to move forward. I've seen some of the videos earlier in the week. I've seen less lately, but of what was going on at the schools. And it just looked like a lot of overwhelmed administrators who had rooms with too many people. If you've ever taught, I know I taught kindergarten and I worked as a substitute for a while. I mean, that can be hectic. Mm-hmm. Too many kids in your classroom can be, or just trying to wrangle too many kids. There's a number. Once you cross that number, no one's really getting anything positive done. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of keeping an eye on everybody, trying to encourage people to like, you need help with that? You need help? And then you just like, I can't answer all these questions.
I saw an article yesterday in LA Times about now showing LAUSD schools, and it just showed a list of the movies that are being played. At all the schools, you know?
Because, but how many times can you watch Coco, you know?
Oh. You want to ask me? I have a 2-year-old. Right. I can't count that high, to be honest.
That meme was what my classrooms looked like when I came in with a hangover on Monday mornings when I was a teacher. Yeah. Now showing!
Exactly.
First period, second period, what else we gonna watch today?
Mr. Movie, they would call you.
Right? Everyone loved my class.
Check it out, man. Yesterday, a teacher reached out to us from 20th Street Elementary. They were out there in the rain all 4 days, so we brought them some coffee and donuts. So we had another teacher reach out to us, Lucy. Her name is Lisa. She's at Hollywood High School. And so we're going to be at Hollywood High School today from this moment till 9 a.m. with a waffle truck, hooking you guys up in support of, you know, getting a better education set up for our students, smaller class sizes, more teachers, more librarians, more counselors, and more nurses, all the above. So make sure you swing by if you're by Hollywood High School this morning. We're going to be on Sunset and Highland hooking you up with some waffles and supporting our teachers.
Well, I think the interesting part about this, of what the teachers are fighting for, is not only smaller class sizes, but if you're listening, they're also fighting for more jobs, ostensibly. So, you know, that's never a bad thing. If we can get more money from the government and from the district to have more librarians, more nurses, that's just more jobs for people out there right now that may not have a job. So these teachers out there fighting for you, you might not even know it right now.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We have the lyrical prank challenge you're about to hear right now. Yesterday, you suggested all kinds of songs that Chelsea should recite while ordering food through a drive-thru, and she chose Taste.
She can get a taste.
It fits.
She can get a taste.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Got a good theme for it.
It's all the same. Like
Chelsea, what kind of drive-thru did you go to?
It was a taco drive-thru.
Hits from the bong also would have worked for that one then?
Because I got high. All the above. Around what time did you go?
I went at like 2:30-ish. It was in Inglewood. Yeah. So.
Did you get lost? Why were you in Inglewood?
No, I just, you know, I've been to this one before, and it's a solid...
It was like playing a home game for her. Like, she knew exactly where the drive-thru was. She's familiar with some of the employees.
All right, so this is Chelsea reciting lyrics to Taste while going through a taco drive-thru. Here we go.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
What do I want to taste? So I'm looking at the Crunchwrap Supreme. Do you love the taste?
Huh?
Do you love the taste? Like, have you had it before?
Oh yeah, I love it. I'll get it with chips and cheese.
What do I want to taste? Sorry, I'm being so indecisive right now. It's been one of those days. Can I get a taste? Is that possible? I had a friend come to this location before. I think that you guys were giving out samples or something, and she said she can get a taste. Like, in LA, you can get a taste. So I didn't know if, like, you guys still do that.
What?
You want to taste the Crunchwrap, or you want to try the meat?
Yeah, like the Crunchwrap.
I can let you taste the Crunchwrap, yeah.
Okay, I might do that. All right. I'm going to go with a Nacho Supreme, though. It's all the same, like Mary-Kate, so we'll just do that. It's fine. Don't do the Crunchwrap. I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
I can let you taste it.
Maybe I'll taste it for next time. You love the taste?
Yeah, I love the taste. It's the best part.
I feel like Gucci with the ice cream. Do you guys have caramel sundaes?
We have slushies.
Do you love the taste of the slushies?
Oh, the slushies? Oh, yes. Like, I'll get the Skittles and the Orange Pop.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dude's so hungry.
Can I get a taste of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that then.
What's going on?
Cool. Hey, there you go.
How much is that?
Your total will be $4.57.
That's it?
Yeah.
Call me Rain Man, money like a shower. That's my rain dance. Cool. Okay, I'll pull around.
No contrast though?
Yeah, throw it in there. I can get the taste. But you said you love the taste?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, cool. Alright, cool, I'll pull around.
Alright.
Fishtail in the parking lot. Skirt, skirt.
Yo.
Chelsea!
I want to throw a challenge flag and make you do that again with a woman in the drive-thru, because that dude was just letting you do whatever you wanted.
Can you imagine if Brian or I would have the same conversation with, yo, man, you want to give me a taste or what?
Oh, homie, I love Skittles.
I was, like, fully prepared for him to be like, no, we don't give taste tests here. So I was, like, thrown off.
This guy just changed the Taco Bell policy, giving out, like, tastes like it's Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, boy, I thought he was at Costco giving out samples and whatnot.
The best thing is, I rock up to the window, and he gives me, literally, you guys, a taste of the Crunchwrap Supreme, and he lets me taste all the slushy flavors.
No!
You're joking. Yes. How do you serve them to you?
Just in, like, little cups.
Oh, my God.
And then the Crunchwrap Supreme, he, like, cut it in half, and he, like, gave it to me. And he's like, so you want the other half? And I was like, what is this?
Does this guy still have a job?
Oh, my God, he's so sweet.
I think we have audio of when you actually rolled up to the window. Let's hear what happened there. Here it goes.
Hey, how are you? Oh, you're giving me a taste of...
Wait, first of all, who's flatlining in the background? Is everybody okay there? Is it like... Is it a taco joint
slash
hospital? His
job, because he just gave away 19 samples.
Who's flatlining? What's going on? Somebody get the fries out.
Hey, how are you? Oh, you're giving me a taste of the Crunchwrap?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Can I get a taste? What? Do you know that song by Tyga?
Yeah, I like it, but like I don't like him.
Why?
He's not that good to me.
Can you sing that to me? Can I get a taste?
No, I'm good.
He's like, you just asked me for samples of every slushie, and you want me to sing for you?
Now you want karaoke up in this joint?
I didn't have the heart to tell him it was like a joke, because he didn't think it was. He was on board. Shout out, his name is Malik. He was so sweet, the best energy ever. He was just so positive.
I don't know if we want to put him on blast like that. If his boss is listening.
You know, I didn't give
his name could have been Malik. It also could have been, you know, Jeremy or Trevor, Tim.
Malik, don't worry. You got a future at Costco, bro. You're a great sample giver, bro. You're good to go. Malik is dope. Man. I like his vibe.
Yeah, he was great. He was awesome.
Took his time with you and whatnot. Although I think it would have been way different. It would have been Brian or I on the other end.
Malik, if it doesn't turn out so good, we need an intern, I guess.
Yeah. All right, so next week it's Brian's turn.
Better believe it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Every Friday at this time, we do the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. This is how it works.
We take two listeners calling in, looking for love, a new friendship. Just try something different. We give them 97.1 seconds to do a little speed dating.
And you're either feeling it or you're not. So at the end of the phone call, you decide if you want to hook up or hang up.
I'm feeling good about this one, guys, because it was like rainy this whole week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Today, the sun is out. Ooh. And I feel that's like a lot of people's dating life was like that.
It's like they all had a week to realize how lonely they were. Like, I could have been watching Netflix and chilling with somebody, but I can't.
All right, we got our two listeners. We have James, age 21, for Placentia. Good morning, bro.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for being with us, bro. And let me introduce you to Jasmine. She's 31 from Whittier, where the girls are prettier. Good morning.
Hi, how are you all?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking. All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
James, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21? Ooh, that might be a little too young for me. Like, how do you feel about children?
Me being the oldest of five, like, I've kind of raised my brothers, you know, whenever my parents couldn't be around, or just in general, being a good role model for them. I know 21 is young, but it's kind of experience-based, isn't it?
Sometimes, like, more life experience is important. I'm 31, and I have a one-year-old. Uh-oh. I've dated younger men before, and it has not worked out well.
I can't speak for men that you've dated, but I can definitely say that, like I said, being 21 doesn't kind of define me. I definitely don't think it's kind of cool to just judge based off of my age.
I'm not trying to judge based off of your age. I'm just saying you got your whole life ahead of you. You're 21. Like, geez.
Wow.
It's not over for you, Jasmine.
I think I know where Jasmine stands.
Time's up. Damn, Jasmine, we've never had anybody come in and try to talk somebody else out of trying to go on a date with her. James, hang tight real quick. Hold on. Let us talk to Jasmine off the air real quick. You won't be able to hear. Hold on. Jasmine.
Yeah.
Is there any hope for James, or are you just totally negative on that?
It's the age thing, James sounds like a very nice young man, and he probably will make some other 21-year-old woman very happy.
And you've done it. You've done that whole dating young before with a daughter, a 1-year-old. And you got to protect her.
She's like, I already got a child.
Exactly. I mean, listen, if I didn't have a kid, I'd probably be into a 21-year-old, you know, have some fun in my life. But I don't have time for that.
So you're looking for, like, a husband?
I am.
All right. Fair enough.
I need somebody to watch her while I go to work.
All right. The truth comes out.
She's looking for the nanny.
Yeah, that's
straight
funny.
Up. All right.
The manny.
The manny. This is us. I love that show. Makes me cry, but whatever. All right. Hang tight. You don't want to continue the hookup, so hold on. James.
Hey.
Even though Jasmine tried to talk you out of going on a date with her, do you want to continue the hookup or hang up?
At this point, I kind of don't want to hear the whole too young speech for the rest of my relationship. I think I'm going to hang up.
All right. Jasmine and James, you both are on with us right now. Unfortunately, I don't know if you guys saw this coming or not, but it's not going to work out.
No. Some logistics that are complicated to navigate in this one.
10 years apart? What are we at?
Yeah, a decade.
You could have done the 10-year challenge, Jasmine.
I could have, but you know what? James, you sound so nice. Like, you need to go out there and find yourself a 21-year-old woman. You can keep up with you.
That's exactly what he said he didn't want to hear.
Jasmine, you were on hold. You couldn't hear him. But James was like, I don't want to continue with this because I don't want to keep hearing her basically lecture me. And there you were.
I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying, like, you got other opportunities ahead of you. You really do seem great. I'm not trying to lecture you. But I was just wild when I was 21. And, you know, I don't know you, but...
This still sounds like a lecture, Jasmine.
Okay.
Go to your room, James!
You're grounded, James. Sorry it didn't work out. James sounded like such a solid human being.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys would be like scared if there was a kid involved.
Right.
And he was very much like, no, I can handle it, man. I raised my sibling.
He won me over.
I know.
Sweetheart.
Listen, some people do have these automatic deal breakers, you know? Do you have an automatic deal breaker? I mean, so extreme, like in Jasmine's situation... She doesn't even want to meet him.
Right.
Like, she's like, nope, automatic. The guy could have been the best thing for her life.
Yeah.
And totally just didn't even give it a shot.
She was like, sure, you're nice. Sure, you're great. You sound wonderful. Not for me.
877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or a text. Do you have automatic deal breakers that you won't even give that person the time of day, a shot, or a chance? And Jasmine, I just want to say, girl, like, you were talking about, like, dating a single mom like it's jumping off a bridge or something. Like,
you got the whole rest of your life ahead of you.
No,
get
out
of here. Come on, Jasmine.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Every Friday at this time, we do the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. This is how it works.
We take two listeners calling in, looking for love, a new friendship. Just try something different. We give them 97.1 seconds to do a little speed dating.
And you're either feeling it or you're not. So at the end of the phone call, you decide if you want to hook up or hang up. It's
I'm feeling good about this one, guys, because it was like rainy this whole week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Today, the sun is out. Ooh. And I feel that's like a lot of people's dating life was like that.
It's like they all had a week to realize how lonely they were. Like, I could have been watching Netflix and chilling with somebody, but I can't.
All right, we got our two listeners. We have James, age 21, for Placentia. Good morning, bro.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for being with us, bro. And let me introduce you to Jasmine. She's 31 from Whittier, where the girls are prettier. Good morning.
Hi, how are you all?
Was doing great. Thank you for asking. All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
James, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21? Ooh, that might be a little too young for me. Like, how do you feel about children?
Me being the oldest of five, like, I've kind of raised my brothers, you know, whenever my parents couldn't be around, or just in general, being a good role model for them. I know 21 is young, but it's kind of experience-based, isn't it?
Sometimes, like, more life experience is important. I'm 31, and I have a 1-year-old.
Uh-oh.
I've dated younger men before, and it has not worked out well.
I can't speak for men that you've dated, but I can definitely say that, like I said, being 21 doesn't kind of define me. I definitely don't think it's kind of cool to just judge based off of my age.
I'm not trying to judge based off of your age. I'm just saying you got your whole life ahead of you. You're 21. Like,
wow.
It's not over for you, Jasmine.
I think I know where Jasmine stands.
Time's up. Time's up. Damn, Jasmine, we've never had anybody come in and try to talk somebody else out of trying to go on a date with them. James, hang tight real quick. Hold on. Let us talk to Jasmine off the air real quick. You won't be able to hear. Hold on. Jasmine.
Yeah.
Is there any hope for James, or are you just totally negative on that?
It's the age thing. James sounds like a very nice young man, and he probably will make some other 21-year-old woman very happy.
And you've done it. You've done that whole dating young before with a daughter, a 1-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You got to protect her.
She's like, I already got a child.
Exactly. I mean, listen, if I didn't have a kid, I'd probably be into a 21-year-old, you know, have some fun in my life. But I don't have time for that.
So you're looking for, like, a husband?
I am.
All right. Fair enough.
I need somebody to watch her while I go to work.
All right. The truth comes out.
She's looking for the nanny.
Yeah,
straight
funny.
Up. All right.
The manny.
The manny. This is us. I love that show. Makes me cry, but whatever. All right. Hang tight. You don't want to continue the hookup, so hold on. James.
Hey.
Even though Jasmine tried to talk you out of going on a date with her, do you want to continue the hookup or hang up?
At this point, I kind of don't want to hear the whole too young speech for the rest of my relationship. I think I'm going to hang up.
All right. Jasmine and James, you both are on with us right now. Unfortunately, I don't know if you guys saw this coming or not, but it's not going to work out.
No. Some logistics that are complicated to navigate in this one.
10 years apart? What are we at?
Yeah, a decade.
You could have done the 10-year challenge, Jasmine.
I could have, but you know what? James, you sound so nice. Like, you need to go out there and find yourself a 21-year-old woman. You can keep up with you.
That's exactly what he said he didn't want to hear.
Jasmine, you were on hold. You couldn't hear him. But James was like, I don't want to continue with this because I don't want to keep hearing her basically lecture me. And there you were.
I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying, like, you got other opportunities ahead of you. You really do seem great. I'm not trying to lecture you. But I was just wild when I was 21. And, you know, I don't know you, but...
This still sounds like a lecture, Jasmine.
Okay.
Go to your room, James!
You're grounded, James. Sorry it didn't work out. James sounded like such a solid human being.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys would be like scared if there was a kid involved.
Right.
And he was very much like, no, I can handle it, man. I raised my sibling.
He won me over.
I know.
Sweetheart.
Listen, some people do have these automatic deal breakers, you know? Do you have an automatic deal breaker? I mean, so extreme, like in Jasmine's situation... She doesn't even want to meet him.
Right.
Like, she's like, nope, mm-hmm. Automatic. The guy could have been the best thing for her life.
Yeah.
And totally just didn't even give it a shot.
She was like, sure, you're nice. Sure, you're great. You sound wonderful. Not for me.
877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or a text. Do you have automatic deal breakers that you won't even give that person the time of day, a shot, or a chance? And Jasmine, I just want to say, girl, like, you were talking about, like, dating a single mom like it's jumping off a bridge or something. Like,
you got the whole rest of your life ahead of you.
No,
get
out
of here. Come on, Jasmine.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
In just a few seconds, we're going to go live to Hollywood High School in support of our teachers. Just FYI, in regards to the strike that's going down here in LAUSD, today is day 5 of the strike. Good news is as follows. Yesterday, they started negotiations again between LAUSD and the UTLA, right? So United Teachers of LA. And they went in at 12 noon, got out till midnight.
Wow.
They're going to go back in today and work on it all weekend long if needed to. And that, to me, is a good sign, man. You know, they didn't walk out in an hour or two being like, we're done
right.
again.
Like, it means that they were able to get the agreeable points close enough where it's worth sticking around till midnight. They didn't stick around till midnight because they were like, hey, let's order some takeout food. They did that because they thought they could get it done. And then at midnight, you just got a break anyway.
So we're hoping for the best so the strike can end soon and our students can get better education here at LAUSD. All right, let's check in with our street dude, Joel, live from Hollywood High School right now with all kinds of teachers, parents, and supporters as they're grubbing on some waffles that we sent over to them. Joel, good morning.
The whistle's multiplied.
Good morning, guys. We're here at the heart of Hollywood, man. The teachers are chanting, UT! UT!
Nice.
UT! UT! Edgar.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Joao, what was that last chant? I understood the UTLA, which is United Teachers of LA, but what was the last chant?
I think it's called supporters, support teachers or something.
Oh. Come on, you gotta know the material.
Yeah, the first rule of chanting is know the chant. Yeah. It's the first rule.
Give Joao a break. He's not tipsy yet. Hey, Joao, is Lisa there? She's a teacher that reached out to us via DM to get us to go out there to Hollywood High School, man. We definitely want to meet her at least over the phone.
Awesome. Here, Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa,
good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for reaching out. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the waffles this morning as we're supporting our teachers.
Amazing. Thank you so much. We're here at Hollywood High School, and we've been out here all week long fighting for our students, fighting for smaller classrooms, fighting for a nurse and a librarian on every campus, and fighting for, you know, limited charter school growth. These kids are important. This is the future.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're out here every day fighting for what our students deserve. It's the right thing. It's the future of education in LA. Mm.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for what you and all the teachers do on a daily basis, even before this strike, obviously. You know, just coming in not the best, let's say, situations, but mm-hmm. you guys always give above and beyond. How many teachers don't you know that provide money out of their pocket to help out their students with materials and so on and so forth? So thank you so much for what you guys do, Lucy. Enjoy the waffle truck
You're
that we
welcome.
Sent out there.
Thank you so
we love
much.
You guys.
We appreciate you so much. Love you too. Thank you.
Joao, love you, bro. What time are you guys going to be out there till, Joao?
Hey, we're going to be here till 10 a.m.
All right, cool. Love you guys, man. Thank you.
Hey, you guys want waffles? You guys are good.
Yeah, bring them over.
Doi!
Head on out there and get some waffles with Joao and our teachers and parents supporting out there. Hollywood High School is the place to be till 10 a.m.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays!
There's a little bit of controversy surrounding Netflix's Bird Box, the movie that was like the number one watched movie ever on the platform.
Ever.
So they say.
Yes.
You never know.
apparently, in the movie, it contains footage of a real-life train derailment that happened in 2013 in Canada.
Oh, snap.
Apparently, it appears in the beginning of the movie during like a fictional news report. I think it's when they first start seeing all the chaos that's going on with the monsters, and I still don't know how to explain it because it's very
it's
weird.
It's impossible. Just
spirits.
Just put a blindfold on, but don't do it in your house.
But some people think it's distasteful that they have this scene in it because I guess in real life, 47 people died in it, and it was like one of the deadliest disasters in Canadian history. So a Netflix spokesperson has come out and said they're not re-editing the movie to remove it, and apparently they do have a license for it, but some people are upset about it.
I mean, I think it's just kind of like an insensitive blindsiding. You know what I mean? Like, I think for Netflix and executives who are, we're not going to re-edit this movie, have a little compassion, man. Like, well, let's say you sit down, you're one of the 46 million people who sits down to watch Bird Box, and God forbid you lost some people in your family or very close to you in that train derailment, and all of a sudden, right out the gates, boom, oh my God, there's the train derailment that killed some people that I know. You'd be a little bit sensitive to that.
And it's not like it's going to make or break the movie, right? I haven't seen it. But it has does it make or break the movie if they take that out?
Not at all.
Also, I wonder if it's one of those things, too, where, you know, like on YouTube, if you take down a video and re-edit it and put it back up, like, you're losing all those views. Like, does that count for Netflix?
We're going to lose all our likes.
I read an article yesterday saying that people think that they're inflating those numbers because they won't release the data. They're just like, 46 million, take our word for it.
Oh, my gosh. Soulja Boy is on one.
Thank you, Soulja
Boy. Soulja Boy, too.
We'd have nothing to talk about on Thursday and Friday about Soulja Boy.
He literally took the words right out of my mouth because he's been doing these press interviews. We don't exactly know what he's releasing or promoting right now. Like,
doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know. I was kind of trying to look it up, but we don't know. But yeah, he's giving us good content to talk about. So yesterday we talked about how he was talking smack on Drake and Tyga. It's so good. I love it. But now, you guys, he is coming after Kanye.
There you go.
Kanye, bro, you trash. Your music whack. Your clothes ugly. You wearing Trump hats. Bro, your wife Kim Kardashian, bro. Every rapper in the rap game follow Kim Kardashian. How you gonna get mad at Drake for following Kim Kardashian? You look lame. You ain't Walt Disney. You ain't Steve Jobs. You ain't Elon Musk. You ain't did nothing but come out with a pair of tennis shoes.
I'm telling you, I am Warhol. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google.
Is he like the new Cardi B with his rants?
I'll tell you who he is. This is perfect, man. The universe took Tekashi 6ix9ine away.
They gave a Soldier Boy.
They gave a Soldier Boy.
He's back, everybody.
The internet lost Tekashi 6ix9ine of just talking nonsense and craziness and memes after memes after knees, and now we got Soldier Boy. Thank you, Soldier Boy.
I do love that so far no one knows what he's promoting.
No!
That's what we need. We just need somebody just to pop off on a Wednesday so we have stuff to talk about on Thursday and Friday.
Promoting Gucci headbands, bro.
Seriously. Maybe that is what it is. All I have to say is the music he does release, it better be good. You know, he's talking a lot of smack right now, so I'm holding out for it.
Just keep doing what you're doing, man. It's hilarious. Yeah,
just give us clips.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anyway.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning, happy Friday, 9:08 right now, 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. How is the super blood wolf moon going to impact your life this weekend? And I apologize because I don't know if I pronunciate wolf the right way.
Wolf?
Wolf?
Wolf.
You need that sounds like you're barking
yeah,
like a dog.
Like you're doing that for your 2-year-old daughter.
Super blood wolf moon.
Say wolf. Emphasize the L.
Wolf.
Super blood wolf moon.
Wolf
that's
moon.
Closer.
I just sound like
I
almost
guess.
Barfed.
Wolf. It's an odd word because the L and the F.
Yeah, right. It's already impacting me. See?
There you go.
Chelsea's all into the universe and so on and so forth. Actually, today, allegedly, according to the universe and her horoscope, is supposedly the best day of 2019 for her.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to set the bar for maybe a great year or just kind of a pretty mediocre year for you.
Oh, it's going to be good. I feel good already.
And then...
you sound like you're talking yourself into
it.
Tomorrow on would just be downhill from there, but today is going to be great. But Chelsea, you're into this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, blood moon, basically what that means is the moon's orbit brings it closer than usual to the Earth, so it looks huge.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And also, that's super moon. And then the blood part is just that it's red.
Yeah, it's red, but it's also a total eclipse. And a lot of times when there's an eclipse, that's people think that's a bad thing because usually it's all about like change, mystery, upheaval, like a hectic time. But this particular moon is a good moon. It's a good eclipse. And basically, it aligns with the new year, so it's like a reset moon. It's a time to reflect. So basically, it's a good time to like contemplate what things, ideas, habits, practices you may wish to leave behind in the new year, and then also what you want to bring into your life and build upon for the year to come.
Sounds too much work, man.
No.
It's stressful. That's why I don't prescribe to any of the cosmopology. Cosmetology? Cosmos?
Cosmo-wolf?
Sure,
I don't know.
Right.
It just sounds like
I'm just going to let you keep rambling on.
Too
I'm
many
not going to correct you.
Well, I don't know the words because I don't really care. It just seems like so much work. Now because of Super Blood Wolf Moon, I got to sit and contemplate what things I want to leave behind, what things I want to bring into my life. Can I just live my life, Wolf Moon? You got to come in my life and boss me around on a Friday.
Sure, if you want to have a mediocre 2019.
I'm fine with that. I had a mediocre 2018. Things were just fine. I'll take mediocre over bad.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Listen, man, one of the things that is a blessing of being on the air with you here in SoCal is that when we hear about a need that there is in our community, a lot of you reach out to us on DM, on Instagram, at 97.1 Amp Radio, or our personals. It's like we really do have an opportunity to be able to help and support you however way we can. Like the last 2 days, we've been sending out coffee and donuts. Today was waffles out to high school supporting our teachers. By the way, the waffle truck is still there till 10 a.m. this morning.
Get it up.
Get it.
Hollywood High School. All right, so swing on by and get yourself a waffle in support of our teachers. But also, we've been hearing a lot of need in regards to people suffering with the government shutdown, a lot of federal employees, TSA, so on and so forth, going through a tough time, not getting their paycheck. And you heard Cardi B going off on a rant on it. Now there's even a remix of her rant done to Kodak Black. Check this out.
Yeah, grandma could check her blood pressure. Yeah, mother healthcare. Yeah, people gotta go to work to not get mother.
Obviously, we can't play the full version.
Go find it. You gotta see the non-radio edit. It's hilarious.
But anyways, we want to help you out if you are a furloughed government employee. You really need some help right now. Brian came up with this great idea. With some gift cards, my man.
Yeah, so what happened was the holidays just hit, and no one knows how to shop for me for Christmas. I am admittedly one of the worst because I enjoy just, you know, comedy, having fun, being just on chill. The radio. I don't really need things. So everyone just gives me gift cards. And I was cleaning my room, sound like an 8-year-old. I'm cleaning my room, and I found $300 gift cards that I'm never going to use those. I'm going to forget about them.
Right.
I'll find them 5 years from now when they've expired. And so I got to thinking, I was like, man, a lot of people probably have gift cards laying around. That could help people who really need the money, who are furloughed right now. I'm not saying it's going to fix a problem. $100 is not going to fix a problem if I give a gift card, right? But it could help one little problem that you got. Maybe it's one bill. Maybe it just helps, you know, just helps your stress levels. So I started asking around. I put it on Twitter, and I started getting people to send me their gift cards that I want to give to furloughed workers, government employees that, you know, they're not working today. Or maybe they are, even more so. Maybe they are working.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I got to fly today through TSA. Maybe they are working and they're not getting paid.
Right.
And even if they get back pay, which I think everyone's going to, it doesn't help for right now.
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that to your bill collector and so on and so forth.
Right.
You know? So how can we give out these gift cards, woman?
So I've got 10 $100 gift cards
awesome.
I've collected. My friend Chris gave me a couple. I went and grabbed a couple more. And I want to start collecting gift cards and giving them to people who really need them. So right now, if you're a government employee right now and you are hurting, I've had some government employees tell me they love the idea. They're good. If you are hurting right now, call in. I'm going to mail them to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight up. Just call in our number. It's not a contest or anything like that. Just if you're hurting, and look, the first 10 government employees to call in, we'll hook you up with a gift card.
Just mail them right to you. Just to help out, man. We just want to,
awesome.
Like, our blessing of being, having this job, being on the radio, is to help people when they need help the most. So if you know a government employee too, let's get it going, man. And if you have gift cards, email me, brian@ampradio.com. I want to start a system where you know you're not 25, 50, whatever you can help. That could help somebody right now who's just spread too thin.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for tuning in. Here's the number to call if you are a government employee, furloughed government employee that needs some help right now. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Such a blessing to be able to help out in whatever way we can, because it's thanks to you that we get to do what we love every day. So we're forever grateful for that
Help me get through airplane security today, guys.
Yes.
Let's go. Rockstar, 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning. Happy Friday.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
In case you missed it, our girl Chelsea did the lyrical prank challenge. She went through a drive-thru and had to order her food while reciting lyrics to that song right here. Taste with Tyga and Offset. Absolutely hilarious. It'll be up in our podcast later on today. Make sure you catch it. Download the radio.com app. Search Amp Morning Show and you'll be hooked up right there.
I mean, it was amazing when she was in the middle of this prank ordering food. Just how willing Malik in the drive-thru he was going to give you samples of everything. Whatever you need to taste of, Chelsea.
He was such a good soul. So kind, so positive.
Yeah, keep him on the payroll. Keep him on the payroll.
Absolutely, man. Dopest moment goes out to our teachers here at LAUSD, parents, everybody supporting them. Also, our furloughed employees, government employees that are not getting paid but going into work. Remember, you still have about 20 minutes to go to Hollywood High School. We sent out a waffle truck to feed our teachers, parents, students that are out there protesting for a better education. And also, we're giving out gift cards right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a furloughed government employee, $100 gift card at 877-971-HITS. Just call in and we will hook you up, all right? And remember, the waffle truck will be at Hollywood High School till about 10 a.m. this morning. Let's go to our phone lines.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in, my man. Are you a government worker, bro?
I am. I'm a TSA agent at LAX.
Oh, man. You been going into work, not getting paid?
I have to, man. Like, what else am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're in such a tough spot, too, because if you just say, I'm not going to go in, that's impacting so many other people's lives. You don't have one of those jobs where you can just not go.
And it's national security.
Not at all. I mean, like, I see a lot of my coworkers just, like, calling in sick, and, you know, it makes it tough for us because, like, we call in sick. We don't have any backup, you know?
We just want to hook you up with a $100 gift card, man, to help you out with whatever that may be right now.
Just as a thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That'd be really appreciated.
Much love and respect to you guys.
All right, really appreciate it.
All right, good times. Keep calling in if you need some help. 877-971-HITS. We got a $100 gift card for you if you're a furloughed government employee, man. Thank you, man. Great idea, Brian. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, and if you have any just laying over from the holidays, that's how I got the idea to put it out there on social media and stuff, is that, you know, you got gift cards laying around you're not going to use from the holidays. Mm-hmm. You're going to forget about them to be in a desk. Let's put those to good use. Email me, brian@ampradio.com. We'll find a great home for them. And it's not going to fix the problem for people, but it's just a little help.
Yeah,
just
man.
A little help.
For real, man. Just some hope right there, right? Thanks for hanging out with us. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. We love you guys. Yes, Ortiz, coming up next. And as my little daughter says,
Vámonos.
Let's go.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.